Prisoners at the Missouri Eastern Correctional Center in Pacific are turning from Shakespeare and classic plays to writing their own scripts that address how prison affects people. The newest project from Prison Performing Arts is titled Mass Meaning and will be performed tomorrow. The performance highlights personal voices from huge prison populations. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold talks to three men about the acting group and how they are impacted by being locked up.
Eddie Cross sits at a table with two other inmates in a small cement block conference room. A painting of green and yellow flowers hangs on the wall. Inmates paint the cafeteria nearby, which creates a pervasive, plasticky smell. We close the door, and our body heat immediately warms up the room. Eddie is one of 32,000 people incarcerated in Missouri. He starts talking in general about their life in Pacific.
Well, we have a lot of things that's offered here at MECC, a lot of programs, a lot of classes that you can grow in, that you can mature in, that you can get the tools that you need to be able to be productive.
A couple minutes later, Eddie and the other inmates relax. Acting helps Eddie open up.
I cry during sentimental movies. I dislike falsehood.
And this honesty forms bonds with other performers.
I really have been able to gain a brother. Brothers through this program.
One brother is Daniel Blount, who sits at the other end of the table.
You know, my nickname's Orange Crush.
He's serving 25 years for murder and robbery. In his performance, Daniel tells his younger self,
I turned out to be a bully. I become something that I hated.
He also discusses parental abuse.
If my father was here, I'd forgive my father for that. I love him, man. You know?
Right there, Daniel tears up. His lines may be from his performance, but the feeling seems real. He agrees with Eddie that opening up emotionally forms friendships with other prisoners.
Well, walking across the yard, hey, and everybody in the play, everybody reaches out to everybody. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? Are you all right?
Daniel even checks on Eddie while we talk. The room is now hot, and sweat drips down Eddie's forehead. Daniel asks for a paper towel for Eddie. DeTravis Ross sits between the other prisoners and only talks once Eddie recovers. DeTravis is quiet, yet his voice strengthens when he shares lines from his performance.
While confined in the Birmingham City Jail, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote to a group of clergymen stating, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and anything that affects one directly affects all indirectly.
Even though DeTravis quotes Martin Luther King, the words seem like his own. The effects of mass incarceration disrupt all their families, even as family remains important to the inmates. He says,
I've been a young, dumb little kid all these years, and actually being able to hold my grandson for the first time just gave me a whole different perspective on life.
DeTravis's performance focuses on familial separation. Like Eddie, like Daniel, he's able to use the issue of mass incarceration to investigate his own actions and frustrations. For DeTravis, prison means missing his family. For this performance, for these men, a mass of jailed people becomes something specific, something human. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.